The Iowa Supreme Court says defendants do not have to be present in some misdemeanor trials if the person is intentionally trying to delay justice. The case involves Randall Hurlbut of Lamar's, who was convicted after being charged with driving while intoxicated. Hurlbut asked for a new lawyer three separate times and showed up to some hearings, but did not show up for his trial in February of 2020, telling his lawyer that he could not get a ride. The Supreme Court ruling says that a misdemeanor defendant who knows his trial date yet deliberately chooses without good cause to remain absent from his trial cannot then cry foul when the court follows through with the trial. It says that the defendant has rights, but the state possesses a compelling interest in the orderly disposition of justice. Republican State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's will hold his second round of town hall meetings today. Jennery is scheduled to be at Correctionville at the City Hall at 312 Driftwood Street starting at 10 a.m. Then he will hold a town hall meeting at Mobile starting at 12 noon from the Mobile City Hall located at 21 West Main Street. The legislative town hall meetings are open to the public. Jennery says that town hall meetings are beneficial so he knows and understands what issues are on the minds of his constituents.
I enjoy meeting with the people in the various communities and hearing what their concerns are because it helps me see what it is that is important to them, and then I can go back to the Capitol and say, here's some things that we would like to do in a community, and then I can focus my attention to those things and see if we can't get those done, because to me that's the best thing about being a representative is when someone or a community comes to you and says, you know, can you help us do this? And when you can actually accomplish that, that's what I enjoy the most.
Wet Nose Rescue will sponsor a Super Bowl Poochie Party from 2 to 4 p.m. this Sunday, February 13th, at the Plymouth County Historical Museum in Lamar's. Free pizza is being donated by local pizza houses and will be offered at 3 p.m. A Valentine's booth in the museum's music room will be the location for information about Wet Nose, which just moved to its new shelter on December 1st of 2021. Anyone wishing to sign up to help at the shelter will be invited to do so. The new shelter, which is still undergoing interior construction, is located on the south edge of Lamar's near the Lamar's Municipal Airport. Also at Sunday's party, a special tribute to the late actress Betty White, a friend of all animals, will be offered on her 100th birthday, which was January 17th. People all across the country united to donate $5 or more to their local animal shelter. Wet Nose Rescue is still accepting donations for the new shelter in Betty White's honor. During the Super Bowl Poochie Party, basketball will be available in the Old Central Gymnasium. A rescue dog named Stokes will demonstrate that dogs, too, can enjoy playing basketball. A rescue cat is also expected to attend the party. Participants will be invited to join in a free-throw contest. All five floors of the museum will be open during the afternoon. Featured will be a new bingo game, The Museum Rocks, especially designed for visitors to the museum. Prizes will be given to those who are able to find all the artifacts listed on the bingo card. The artifacts are on all five floors of the museum, which is served by an elevator. The museum is located at 335 First Avenue Southwest in Lamar's, and entrance for the Super Bowl Poochie Party will be at the east door near the Weber Log Cabin. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach will host a manure confinement management certification meeting scheduled for next Friday, February 18th, to be held at the Lamar's Convention Center. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. Dave Stender, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Swine Specialist for Northwest Iowa, says Iowa law requires confinement site manure applicators to attend 2 hours of continuing education each year of their three-year certification period or take and pass the exam once every 3 years.
What we're doing is manure certification, and there's it's a training in order to get the license to apply manure from confinement, liquid soy manure, for dairy. And that's going to be from 9:30 to 11:30 in the Plymouth County Extension Office.
Stender says that the workshop serves as an initial certification for those applicators that are not currently certified, or recertification for those renewing licenses, and as a continuing education for those applicators in their second or third year of their license. Operators must be certified to handle, transport, and apply manure if the confinement livestock operation has more than a 500 animal unit capacity, unless that manure is applied by a commercial manure applicator. Following that morning certification meeting, Stender and Chris Cole, an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Ag Biosystems engineer, will hold a luncheon workshop answering questions that producers may have regarding determining the value of manure.
After that meeting, Chris and I are going to stick around and we're going to have a lunch workshop. In the lunch workshop, we're going to cover some things like manure value, and how do you calculate it, how do you capture more value, how do you buy and sell it. There's some rules like that. So we're going to do some mini topics like a working lunch, and that's going to start right after the manure certification meeting. So we're going to start it like at 11:30-ish, like 20 till 12, and we're going to bring in a lunch and, you know, $15 lunch for those that participate. And we'll be done, you know, right after lunch, you know, 1:30, 2:00.
In addition to assisting producers with determining the value of manure, Stender says that he and Cole will address several other topics that are of concern among livestock producers.
So we're going to do manure management. We're going to look at emergency management considerations. We're going to talk some about African swine fever preparation and some of the tools that are available there. And then a little bit of biosecurity talks. And then Chris has got some newer information on saving some money with energy costs and buildings. And so it'll be a bunch of little mini topics over lunch, Dennis. And we're just inviting people to come in and eat lunch with us and listen to what we have to say about manure value and other things.
Pre-registration is required for the Manure Management Certification Seminar. To register or to inquire about additional information, contact the Plymouth County Extension and Outreach Services at 712-546-7835.